Welcome to the Unraveled podcast. My name is Alina.
And my name is Nina.
Today, I wanted to talk about luxury just because I feel like there are numerous definitions of what that looks like. I think people's instant reaction when they hear luxury is something expensive like Louis Vuitton or Michael Kors or just something that costs a lot of money. So I wanted to start off by reading the definition, like the basic Google definition of luxury. Luxury is the state of great comfort and extravagant living. And I think that is interesting because it goes back to what the normal, what the people believe luxury is versus what this states, because luxury can essentially be whatever you want to make it. Mm-hmm. If you normally don't go out to eat and then going to McDonald's once a week, if that could be a luxury for someone, or going to a nice restaurant could be a luxury for someone every week, regardless of where it is, but it could be a luxury because it's, you know, it's not something you would normally do. And it could be considered something that is very extravagant for your lifestyle or your living choice. Mm-hmm.
And also, if you keep thinking about it that way, for some people, I know for myself, when I think of luxury, I think of options. Hmm. So not being forced or restrained into doing any certain thing or buying any certain thing, being able to make the choice. I think for me, that's important. But for someone else, it might be a certain type of brand or a certain mm-hmm. location or a certain style of things. And I think that all plays into it as well. But if somebody has the ability to make a choice and they choose what's comfortable for them, like I said, comfort. That's the baseline definition.
Agreed. And I also think that can translate into real estate as well. I think people think luxury of real estate is million-dollar properties. And actually, luxury can be different for every market in real estate.
Definitely.
In Atlanta, a luxury home is probably $2 million and up. Mm-hmm. And then, because I know the average buyer is probably buying at, you know, $800 to $800K to $1 million.
Yeah.
And then you have in Athens, a luxury home is usually anything above, I would say $700K.
Yeah.
Because there's not, it's not as.
It's not the average price of that market.
Exactly. You know? And then in California, a luxury home is probably, a basic home is probably $5 million. And the luxury product is probably $7 million. It's ridiculous. So I say all of that because luxury can look different in any market in any Definitely. Different way. And just to a person in general.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I was in California before looking for just like a very much starter home, mm-hmm. hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars and you get next mm-hmm. to nothing. And that's because that mm-hmm. was that market. I mean, in Athens, your average price really luxury, you're right. It's $650 to $900. Anything in that range is luxury. And so mm-hmm. that's where, you know, if you're local, it's better to have the representation because an agent from Atlanta might be looking at a property here and saying, oh, wow, that's a steal of a deal. Because in Atlanta, that property for $700,000 would be a steal of a deal.
Right,
but then they don't understand that here, this is the top of the market.
Agreed. So, and again, going back to, I think it's important to have an agent who knows the market because mm-hmm. I've had clients that have moved from California and, you know, and have, you know, $3 million. They sold their home for $3 million in California mm-hmm. and they're able to buy a home here for half of that.
Exactly.
At the same level, same tier, same quality. Mm-hmm. And for them, that's still a luxury.
Yeah. And I mean, that's why I think just depends on what your preferences are, what you want. But mm-hmm. then I really think people need to think about why they choose certain luxuries. Are you choosing it because it's something you enjoy or are you choosing it to show off to other people? That's a whole conversation.
That's a very good point.
What do you think about when somebody is buying something because they enjoy it, they enjoy that experience or that product versus just trying to keep up with the Jones?
So I have a friend that really, really likes luxury brands. And I'm that friend that would rather spend my money on vacation and traveling because mm-hmm. for me that's a luxury.
Yes.
And then for her, the brands and the stuff that the material stuff is what she considers a luxury. Mm-hmm. Obviously she knows I don't judge her. I love that. I have a few luxury pieces myself. I love certain brands and whatever. And I wouldn't say I love the brands so much as I love the items that those brands have.
Correct.
Or like the style or, you know, all of those things. So I think it can be, I'm sorry, what was the question? I just started talking and I was like, hold on, let me make sure I'm answering the question.
Well, no. So like, what do you think about, cause I've seen it, I'm sure you've seen it where somebody is purchasing something because they enjoy it
mm-hmm.
versus feeling the pressure to purchase it to keep up with somebody else, keeping up with the Joneses versus actually wanting it
themselves.
And then it puts them in a financial bind just to keep up. And it's not worth it because, you know, at the end of the day, those people don't really care about you.
Right. And I heard once that like luxury brands were basically designed for middle-class people, to be able to show that they can afford these certain things. Mm-hmm. Because the reality is like celebrities and people that have money, they could care less. They buy that. They buy these things because it's just part of their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But the middle class and the people who don't live that lifestyle are the ones that are usually are the most, the people that are mostly buying those brands, because they want to show off that they can afford these certain things. Mm-hmm. But, and that's typical for, I would say middle class, versus people who have the money. They're not buying it to show off. It's part of their lifestyle.
Have you heard of the term quiet luxury?
I have not. Elaborate.
So I was reading some articles the other day and this term came up and it talks about people that are actually very wealthy. They still buy nice things. They still buy these things that the average person couldn't afford, but they're not loud. Mm-hmm. So it's not, maybe you're not going to have a bag with the brand printed all over it to show off. It might be their bag might be 10 times the cost of this other one.
But you would never know.
But you would never know because they don't need that validation. They know what they have. And that's honestly, so some of the wealthiest clients that I have, you would never know. Mm-hmm. I know because I have their proof of funds. But you would never know if you just saw them on the street, the car that they drive, how they dress. But the way you tell is how they treat people. And actually the fact that they don't care what anyone thinks about them because they know what they have regardless.
And you know, when you say that, it reminds me of like some actual luxury brands that do that. You have like Michael Kors, they have their logos printed wide on every single item. Like every item, you're going to know it's Michael Kors. Then you have Louis Vuitton or even Birkin that like, I would say Michael Kors is probably like tier three. Then you have like Louis Vuitton, that category, tier two. And then you have like Birkin, tier one of luxuries. So Michael Kors, again, they have all of their branding widely printed on everything. So you know, this is Michael Kors. Louis Vuitton, most things, so kind of in between. Then you have Birkin, which is top tier, like $20,000 bags that you would never know is a Birkin unless you just know a Birkin. So that kind of goes back into quiet luxury. Most people wouldn't know that this bag is $20,000 versus a Michael Kors bag that's a couple hundred dollars because it's printed on the bag.
Correct. And the other thing too is, and I think, because I grew up abroad, and this is obviously a perspective I have because I lived in Southeast Asia. A lot of people don't know that your $10,000 purse is made by the same people with the same materials as a Walmart purse.
You are so right. You are 100% right.
So you're paying for the image and the brand. Correct. And if that's totally okay if that's what someone wants to do. I just think it's helpful if people think about it that way. That's why I've never necessarily been impressed by, oh, you have this bag or these shoes. Quality is important. So I like to buy things that have long-lasting quality.
Totally agree.
I quite frankly don't care what brand it is. But if I can use it in my day-to-day, if it holds up for what I need it, then that's perfect.
Agreed.
But
agreed.
I've just seen it in person. These factories that this $20 purse or $50 purse you're buying, it's almost identical to this $15,000 purse you're buying.
You're 100% right. Even something as like the clothing brand Shein, I've seen it's been a huge thing on TikTok how people have ordered stuff from Zara and the Shein label has gotten left on it. And I'm like, you're paying four times the amount on from Zara because it's Zara when Shein sells it for four times less the amount.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of fast fashion, it's the same. It's the same fabrics. It's the same manufacturers. It's all the same. And so that's why people, you know, to each their own, right?
Right.
Just for me, I would rather have some key pieces that I can wear over and over again. Or if somebody enjoys fashion, I know you enjoy fashion and you're good at it. I'm not good at it. I don't know. There's no necessarily, I don't think there's a need to spend crazy amounts of money because you don't necessarily guarantee the quality just because you spend more money.
But again, that goes back to each his own. That's true. What luxury looks like for them. Like you can buy $900 shoes and that could be a luxury for you, or I can go on a $900 vacation. That's luxury for me.
Exactly.
Because for me, I care more about like I care more about quality. I care more about my quality of life, mm-hmm. And enjoying life. And for me, a luxury is traveling the world and truly being able to do that than being able to spend money on, you know, items. And I say that because, and again, this is no shade or no disrespect to people who do like to spend money on materialistic things. But I know for myself, I don't take care of some of my stuff. Mm-hmm. I barely take care of my car. and even like my clothes, like I'll lose certain things or bags. I'm throwing them in my back seat. Mm-hmm. I know how I am, that I'm not going to go spend thousands of dollars on a purse because I know I'm just not going to have the mental capacity to take care of it. Mm-hmm. My sister dated a guy who bought like all his closet was probably worth over 100K because mm-hmm. he had all of these very, very nice name brand stuff, but he took care of his stuff. Like every time he went out, like he was cleaning his shoes and he put them back in the boxes. Like people do that. And like, I think that's amazing. Like at that point, like it would make sense to buy that kind of stuff because you're truly appreciating the quality, you're appreciating mm-hmm. the brand, you're taking care of the stuff that you're buying.
Absolutely.
I know myself, I have a few luxury bags and I only have a few of them just because I know how I am. And I rarely ever use them unless I'm going to take time to clean them and mm. properly care for them.
Yeah.
So again, luxury can be luxury can be anything to a specific person outside their norm and something that they would consider extravagant or, you know, different.
And the truth is, honestly, so this is kind of a dark conversation, but I have worked with clients in the past where their homes are going into foreclosure. And when I go and look at the home with them, whether we're, you know, getting them a buyer off market or listing the house, honestly, 9 times out of 10, their closets are full of tens of thousands of dollars of items, and yet they're losing their home.
Mm.
And it is not my place to comment on that because I'm there to help them in that moment. Mm. But I'm just thinking, you know.
But it shows intention. Like what it shows that they care more about their image than they mm-hmm. do their living situation and what's really important.
Correct. And I even had a conversation with a client about this the other day. They had purchased a home. And it was not their first home by any means. And it was a smaller, more conservative home. And they were kind of saying, well, you know, I'm not sure how I feel about it. I never thought I'd be living in a home like this again. You know, it feels like it was a downgrade. But for them at the time, it was the best financial decision versus purchasing something at a higher interest rate that, I mean, you're just paying for all the stuff for mm-hmm. what?
To be house poor.
And I see people house poor all the time. In fact, it's much better, I think, for someone to pick something that's a little bit more conservative if it makes more sense financially.
Mm-hmm. Because you're still building wealth just in a different way, not at the top of your budget, but at what you can afford. Because again, eventually that's going to, you're going to build equity on that.
And you're not wasting money on interest that you don't need just to show off to people.
Correct.
And to be honest with you, I actually admire people that make that choice because it shows me you're making a mature choice versus just thinking about what people think about you.
Correct.
Because it doesn't actually matter.
See, I did think completely opposite. I waited until I could buy what I wanted. Obviously there were some financial aspects in that as well, but I also wanted to buy something that I wanted. Correct. And not because of what anyone thought, because I really don't give a shit what anyone thinks. But for myself, I just like certain quality. I want to live a certain quality of life and I mm-hmm. want, just because this is what I want.
Yeah.
And I want to, and because it makes me feel good, it makes me feel. It's just like I feel like the atmosphere just is different for me when I'm living the life that I want to live and the life mm-hmm. that I envision myself living. So for me, I waited and I found the house that was perfect for me, which I'm very grateful for. And I did that just because, again, like I just wanted a certain quality out of my life. And there's nothing wrong. I think there's different ways people can do it, but I also think again it goes back to their intentions. They did it because they. You know, they did what they needed to do at the time and they were okay with making that decision because they understood that this was for them. It wasn't about what anybody else mm-hmm. thought of. And I did the same thing just in a different way.
Yeah. And that's the most important thing, making choices for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's picking a more lavish house or one that's more your style or picking something that's, you know, is temporary, as long as you're doing it for you and not for other people. That's the most important thing, because I think that's where maybe there's some Well, it's sad, but then also you're risking finances if you're trying to live your lifestyle to show off to other people.
Correct.
Because I don't think people actually care as much as we think they care.
Agreed. And even, and honestly, even if they do, it's not their finances. It's not mm-hmm. their money. It's not their yeah. lifestyle. It's not their life on the line. At the end of the day, it's your life. So you're the most important person making those decisions for your life.
Mm-hmm. I know the first property that I purchased, it was a fixer-upper, very conservative little property. And I did get feedback from certain family members that, you know, this is embarrassing. Why did you buy that?
Damn.
Well, because guess what? It's quadrupled in value for a minimal investment. So if I had bought a larger primary residence that was perfect, there's no way it would have appreciated in the same way.
Sure.
So for me,
or if you bought based on their opinions correct. And what they thought or wanted for you,
what they
for
thought
you.
Was impressive or whatever else, there's no way I would have gotten, you know, $300,000-$400,000 of appreciation for free.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends, and everyone has to do what's best for them. But I just see, you know, like for a purse, for example, I joke with my sister that I choose a purse by how much weight it can hold.
You told me that the other day. I remember
I'm telling
that.
You, I have my phone, my lock boxes, my computer. It's right. a good 20, 30 pounds, right. okay? So a purse has to be able to hold that. I don't right. care what brand it is.
And I buy purses based on how much beating they can take because I'm like throwing them in my car in the back seat, in the trunk, wherever. Or I'm like throwing my laptop in there or mm-hmm. everything. So I know what you mean. But yeah. again, I said I have a few nice pieces that I have that I'm like, I wouldn't do those things to, but I know in general, like I know how I am in general. I'm throwing my purses in the back seat or throwing them on the floor yeah. and it's bad. Anyways.
But I just think, again, it's all about perspective. For some people, they have worked hard for years and years and they've decided this money's, I want to use this to enjoy a trip or to mm-hmm. enjoy these things. And that's 100% okay. It's more when somebody really can't afford something and they're choosing to do it to show off to people that I hope that people start to think about it differently.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And with that, I hope people start to think of luxury a little differently as well
correct.
To help them make a better decision, because luxury is going to look different for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even about a certain price tag or mm-hmm. how much money you're spending. It's simply about what does that look like for you?
Exactly.
And you shouldn't be doing things or buying certain things to impress someone else, because it's funny. I can have a Louis Vuitton bag that's luxury to me, and then someone else I'm around have a Birkin, and they look at me like I'm a peasant because I have a Louis Vuitton bag that's $4,000 and they spent $20,000 on their Birkin.
Yeah.
So again, that just shows you can't live a life trying to impress other people, because mm-hmm. everyone's version of luxury is different.
Yeah.
And they may see you differently than you see them because mm-hmm. of it. You've just got to make decisions based on what you want and what even, and not even, I wouldn't even say make decisions on what luxury is for you, just make decisions on what you want.
And I have found with the clients that I've worked with that are beyond wealthy, unfathomable amounts of money, they actually do not care if someone does or does not have money. What they admire is not that. They admire the work ethic. They admire how you show up. Mm-hmm. They admire different things because they've had to work for those things and they know that's, mm-hmm. that's what it takes. And I want to surround myself with people like that. But it's funny, you mentioned vacations. As an example, when I go on vacation, I'm going to be in the spa, mm-hmm. getting a massage, sleeping in.
Yes.
All that. Some people, they're like, okay, we have an itinerary.
No, yeah,
we're
I'm not
do
doing that.
This. So mm-mm. it just shows people enjoy different things
correct.
And prioritize different things.
Correct.
And I just don't want to do that. I don't care if, you know, I don't post a highlight reel of all the cool things that we did, because to me, getting a massage in the spa is
what's the best
pretty
thing?
Cool.
Right.
So
right.
I don't know. It's just, it's an interesting topic.
But I agree. I think that wraps up the episode for today. Thank you guys for joining us. Again, we're on all podcast platforms. Please check us out. Give us a like and a follow if you like this video. And we look forward to seeing you at the next episode.
Thanks for watching.
Bye.